So that's what it means. She went there. And she stayed there till she got $25 a day. Right there, but she did not. She was right there. And she said one morning, she went along, said somebody had dropped the egg. And said that evening when she come back, so hot, said it was done when she come back. Said that was a done evening on the street. Said it was so hot. That's what she told me. And they all went down there, so I stayed here with my mom and my pa, you know. Mm-hmm. So I liked him.
How is Florida different from Georgia? I mean, from living here. Is it much different, any different to you?
It ain't no different, only to just get you more for your way.
Now, how did you happen to go up to New York?
I went on a trip. I went on a thing from Miami. I was down there working, you know, picking maters and lines. And they have people to go them places, and they bring you back. Bring me right back here at this store.
And what did you do up in New York?
I picked maters on a, and I picked maters on a the thing they call a, I know what they call it, I can't call it, now they call it some kind of train. And it run by power. And you had to pick maters and keep up. It's long.
Amtrak?
No, honey, it's long from here to that road out there, way back out. There's like 100 folks there. All of us got two roads.
Oh, yeah.
They call it a mule train. You ever hear that? Well, we're working on a mule train. Every one of us had two roads, and you had to keep up with that thing. That thing is running with gasoline like a car, but you had to keep up with it. I want to call it a mule train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already picking mine, but they got men for that. They got boss men down there for that. They call them. But anyhow, they always see over 60 there. That's what they do. And I wanted to go because I had never been to war. And I wanted to go.
Did you get to see any big cities up there?
Or? I see Europe. And New Jersey. And Cape Town, New York.
What states did you go through going up there?
I don't know. And I went to, I'm not trying to tell you what, Prehore, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I just went every which way down there. When the truck go to tell. They let you go see. They tell you. You tell the boss man you ain't never been nowhere and you want to see. He tell them to carry you through there. So let her go. Carry them where the people didn't have on no clothes. They was naked, but said, I don't laugh, but I didn't see none of them. I didn't see none, they wouldn't out. But they told me, the man told me, said, don't laugh. I said, no. He said, don't laugh. He said, they don't, that's a nomination of people.
Uh-huh.
That's a, just like New Methodist, yeah. They go naked all the time.
A nudist camp.
Yeah, the man said, when I got to catch some gas, they run off and left gas and all. I said, the man had to go send somebody else out there to pick it up. He said, all the folk come walking out there naked. Said, he didn't know what was the matter. Said, they hadn't told him. See, they hadn't told him that the people were naked. They sent him out there to catch gas. He said, when he come out there open the gate, he jumped out and run and left the thing. Man had to send somebody else back at it.
What do they want to do something like that for?
They said that's the way they live. I don't know. I didn't see them. Man told me to about that. I just saw the camp. Wasn't nobody I told. I didn't see them.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, when you were coming up then, y'all didn't have a lot of, you didn't have something like this.
No. Yeah. Our poor cop had chair made out of cowboy hide.
Mm-hmm.
He would, you know, when he'd make chairs, they could make them then. Folk could make things, a heap of things folk got, they could make them. And he would have benches for us to sit on.
Yeah.
Make us a bench.
You didn't have a lot of plunder then?
No. We just had beds, dresses like that, benches. That's all we had.
Okay. You call this a what?
A studio cot.
Right. Did you ever have something with to put your clothes in? Do you have anything like that in this house? Those things?
Yeah. I got three. Got one right there. One in yon and one in the boys' room.
Some houses have built into the
with closet. I don't have a closet here. See, I had to buy them. I don't have a closet. Yes, they have them things put the clothes in. But Mama had us a great big old box made like a trunk that she packed our clothes in.
Yeah.
When we was coming up.
What sort of clothes did you wear? I mean, did you have?
We had three dresses and three underskirts. We had one for every day, two for every day, and one for Sunday. And we called them horseman dresses. People call them ganghams now.
Uh-huh.
But they was homespun, but uh-huh. They was good clothes. And our daddy buy by the boat.
Yeah. I heard.